From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Muslim Americans are cheering President Obama's first ever visit to a mosque today. In remarks at the Islamic Society of Baltimore, Mr. Obama defended Muslims from attacks, saying when any religious group is targeted, we all have a responsibility to speak up. NPR's Tom Jelton says many young Muslims were in the audience.
It fell to Sabah Mukhtar, a biology student at the University of Maryland, to welcome the president to her mosque, saying his visit showed that Muslims are as American as anyone else.
It's a gesture that invites inclusiveness of all faiths and color. More importantly, it's an assurance for the Muslim American kids constantly bombarded by anti-Islamic rhetoric that they belong.
That anti-Islamic rhetoric apparently does not sit well with many Americans. A new survey from Pew Research Center finds that 6 in 10 think there is a lot of discrimination against Muslims in the U.S. today. But there are some partisan differences. Republicans are less likely to say that than Democrats. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Senator Rand Paul will not be on the Republican ballot in the upcoming May primary. He pulled out of the presidential race this morning. Karen Czar of member station WUKY in Kentucky has more.
Senator Rand Paul's presidential campaign was geared toward reigniting passion for the GOP with young voters and minorities. But the numbers weren't there, and in Iowa, he pulled just under 5% of the vote. Paul says there isn't enough momentum to go forward.
We did beat 4 sitting governors and an ex-senator. So we did beat several people, but it's really about, you know, whether or not you're in a top enough tier to be competitive going forward, and it just didn't feel like that was there.
Paul says he'll now focus on getting reelected to the Senate. One of his opponents in that race, a Democrat, says the senator has moved on to his backup plan. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar.
Federal and state health officials are pointing the finger at one another over the ongoing water crisis in the city of Flint, Michigan. An Obama administration official telling members of Congress today Michigan state officials failed to heed warnings about the possible risks of lead-contaminated water. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz chairs the Oversight and Government Reform Committee and says no matter who's to blame, it's an outrageous situation.
This is the United States of America. This isn't supposed to happen here. We're not some third-world country where you get 100,000 people who get poisoned for long periods of time.
According to the acting water chief from the EPA, federal officials had urged the state to treat Flint's water, but were met with resistance. State officials say the EPA should have acted with more urgency. Private sector continued to add jobs in January, payroll processing firm ADP releasing its report on non-government jobs today. It shows private employment up by 205,000 in January. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 183 points to 16,336. The Nasdaq closed down 12 points. The S&P 500 rose 9 points. You're listening to NPR. An experiment in Germany by scientists who are looking to advance the quest for what is known as nuclear fusion. German Chancellor Angela Merkel pushing the button today to inject a tiny amount of hydrogen into a device at the Max Planck Institute for Plasma Physics. The device doesn't actually generate energy, but will test a key technology. It's part of a global effort to harness nuclear fusion, a process where atoms join at extremely high temperatures and release large amounts of energy. Scientists are announcing a new way of slowing aging, at least in mice. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports mice lived about 25% longer when researchers killed off a certain kind of cell in their bodies.
The targeted cells were ones that have stopped dividing because of some kind of stress. Scientists like Jan van Dersen at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine in Rochester call them senescent cells.
When we age, we seem to litter our organs and tissues with these so-called senescent cells.
His team genetically altered mice so that these cells could be eliminated by a drug. Adult mice that lost them ended up living longer and having healthier hearts, kidneys, and eyes. In the journal Nature, the researchers report no negative side effects. This was just in mice, but van Dersen is now working with a biotech firm to look for ways of eliminating these cells in people. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Newly released video is confirming at least one wild jaguar is roaming the U.S. Remote sensor cameras capturing the movements of the big cat named El Jefe, Spanish for the boss, in the Santa Rita Mountains of southern Arizona. El Jefe is the only verified jaguar in the U.S. since another was euthanized after being hurt. I'm Jack.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.